Following his graduation from Augustana College in 2008, Irwin began coaching college football. But after working in Montana, Michigan, and South Dakota, he decided something wasn't right. So after returning home to the Quad Cities and getting married, he started working in a traditional sort of 9-to-5 desk job.
I was very unhappy. It was quite a letdown from the world I'd come from and coaching and kind of the excitement inherent in that. So I was in need for a little opportunity to get recharged and re-inspired and just kind of get out there and do something exciting and adventurous to kind of get me back on track.
So in the summer of 2015, he took off for 2 weeks, starting in the east and working his way west.
There was the Smoky Mountains in the east, which I'd heard a lot about, especially going back to Bill Bryson's A Walk in the Woods. And that obviously is a complete different side of America, but I wanted to go, so I went and did it. And then I hustled all the way across the Great Plains out to Yellowstone, dipped down to Jackson Hole and the Tetons. And then I'd never been out to Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park too, which is one of the most famed parks in the country, and I wanted to check it out with my own eyes. So I just kind of hodgepodge, put something together, see if it kind of made sense, and rolled with it. It was a lot of trial and error and just kind of making up as I went.
It started out as the scariest part of his trip, but now it's his favorite, a night alone in Yellowstone Park.
And that was when I found myself in the Lamar Valley of Yellowstone. So that's oftentimes referred to as the Serengeti of North America. Outside of Alaska, it's probably the most wild, untamed place in the lower 48, bar none. And other people call it the Valley of the Wolves because that's where people do a lot of wolf watching out in Yellowstone. And I wanted to go see the wolves, and I was going to go for a 3-mile hike and stay the night in the Lamar Valley. And I was like, oh, this would be great. You know, I'll see some wolves out in the distance maybe and take some pictures. But before I hit the trail, literally right before I hit the trail with a crowd of onlookers, I watched this wolf come out of nowhere and chase this pronghorn antelope about a mile across over this far ridge line and just disappear. And it kind of got me a little scared. Suddenly I wasn't watching National Geographic on TV anymore. Like, I'm about to go out here. There's a wild wolf. He's got a bunch of buddies out here roaming around, and I'm going to be completely on my own. So it ended up being a very scary walk to the campsite that night. A lot of looking over my shoulder. I ended up kind of had my bear spray in one hand and about a 2-foot-long machete in the other, and I'm shaking and I'm peeking over my shoulder left and right, seeing things in the distance that aren't there. That was a very trying time on the trip. It was a part where I honestly contemplated going home afterwards, but looking back on it now, I can laugh at it, and I stuck it out, and I gutted it out, and that's also another part of this was for me, too. I kind of told you I was in a period of transition, and it was a big moment for me to just kind of take a leap of faith and have a little courage and stick something out, even though it was scary and difficult.
After all that, he didn't see or hear any wolves once he got out to the campsite. And after returning home, Irwin decided he had a story worth telling. So with no real writing experience, he started writing a book.
Eventually, I emerged with this 80,000-word kind of behemoth document, which was just enormous and massive and far too big for anybody to actually want to read. So the editing process began, and that was actually the most difficult part for me, was trimming that down to a fast-paced, clear, concise narrative with no fluff, no filler that folks would actually want to read.
Irwin now says, although short, his trip really was a life-changing experience.
So with this project, I was able to accomplish kind of a lifelong dream for me, which is going on this great adventure, writing a book about it. And it also gave me this great new perspective, which I think has re-energized me to kind of get back into the prior phase of my life, which was coaching college football or high school football and having that be a pretty important part of what I'm doing too.
Lost with Directions, Ambling Around America by Rob Irwin is now available on Amazon.com. I'm Herb Tricks.